This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The history of California native culture is all around us, but that history is often hidden beneath layers of modern development. Take Emeryville's Bay Street Mall, just off the 580 freeway. For centuries, this land was an Ohlone burial ground, a shell mound.
So let's just invite you to close your eyes. Listen to the water. Imagine that this mall is not here under your feet, but you actually have ground.
Those are the opening words of an audio walking tour called An Unsettling Sound Walk, created by producer George Lavender and featuring the voice of Corina Gould, one of the lead organizers of Indian People Organizing for Change. The tour uncovers the history that's buried literally beneath the feet of shoppers. Lavender and Gould sat down with KALW's Leela Day to talk more about this sacred place. First, she asks, what's a shell mound?
So shell mounds to us are always sacred places. They are where our ancestors are buried. There are a lot of places in the Bay Area where there were village sites, where there were places that we would gather for other things, but shell mounds are always burial sites of our ancestors. And this one particular one in Emeryville was one of the largest ones in the Bay Area. It was even recorded on an 1857 Coast Survey map, and people used it coming into the Bay as a point of reference. So it was huge. It was like 60 feet high, 300 feet in diameter.
Like so, a mountain.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was created by humans, by burying folks in layers mostly. They're called shell mounds because we also put shells over the top of our burial sites. And so you could actually see the shells shining in the mounds.
That's incredible. Yeah. And so, George, when you were discovering what about the history of shell mound, what you actually use in your audio walk, you sort of bring us through the past and the present, and there's another voice in there who's actually talking about the construction and development. Why did you decide to put those two together?
So I think the aim of the walk is to explore the different meanings that this site has and continues to have for lots of different people. And for me, my introduction to this particular part of Emeryville, we're talking about a shopping mall built on top of a shell mound, but there's also been other uses for this particular site as well, that I wanted to mix in the different stories and meanings of this site. So it's not a chronological history of that site. We often hear a linear sort of history of what happened in California, which begins with colonization, and then that history seemed to come to an end. And I think that from talking with Corina, one of the things that I learned was that that history has not ended, and that the shell mound itself, while it was destroyed, still has meaning for people in the Bay Area.
So we're going to hear some of the sound from this unsettling sound walk. Let's have a listen now.
This railroad track pretty much marks the eastern boundary of the Emeryville Shell Mound. We do know that when the railroad was built, though, which was in the 1850s, they actually cut off the edge of the Emeryville Shell Mound, which was a little north of here up the track, and they exposed some human remains at that time.
We're going to go through the door, and we're going to go to our right, down this corridor behind all of these buildings. One of the main places that they found ancestral remains was at Victoria's Secret, and we're going to walk right past the back of their building here soon, and we'll stop there. It gets a bit overwhelming having the feelings of the ancestors being here on top of where they have laid for thousands of years, and it's sometimes hard to imagine that people created this kind of a building here.
This is Cross Currents. I'm Leela Day talking with George Lavender and Corina Gould. We're talking about an unsettling sound walk, which is an audio tour online at klw.org. What is it like for you? I mean, this is a part of your history that you've known for a very long time. When you're explaining it on this walk, what is it like for you explaining something that for many people, it's just you know, a mall that they're at and not walking on a gravesite.
Yeah. I think, you know, one of the things that was really difficult for me, because we've been doing a vigil at the mall for the last 15 years, and we always stay in front of the area. And I think it wasn't until a couple of years back that I actually walked onto the land of the mall. And for me, it's really heavy. It affects me in a really harsh way. And it was difficult when George said, can we do this? And I said, yeah, but it's really hard. And, you know, I've actually had some really hard times doing that.
So, George, I wanted to ask you, as a producer of this project, how did you first actually discover this story?
So I'm a fairly recent immigrant to the Bay Area. I moved here in 2011. And when I first came here, I wanted to know more about the land I was going to be living on. And I think that the history and stories behind the land in the Bay Area tend to be invisibilized. And there's very few markers or ways of finding out that information, particularly when it comes to the indigenous stories and history of this particular land. And so when I met Karina and heard and learned more about the history of the Bay Area, the land that I was newly arrived on, and particularly around the Shell Mound, and particularly around the Shell Mound in Emeryville, which is where this sound walk takes place, I felt like I wanted to find a way to share that with more people.
This is the village site of Huchin, where my ancestors originated from. And today we're standing at the corner of what is now Shell Mound Street and Ohlone Way. And we're going to take a little walkabout and talk about some of the history of what this mall was before it was a mall.
Before we began working on this walk together, and before Karina began sharing her feelings and thoughts about and knowledge about this area, we did talk about whether this was something that was appropriate to do. And we talked about what that would mean. But something I don't think we've talked about so much, or I've never asked you, is why you agreed to do this in the end. Because I'm sure, given what you've just said, this was something that was painful at times.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's important for people to know the history of the Shell Mounds in the Bay Area, and that folks not only were in the past, but we continue to be here. You know, thousands of people go to the mall in Emeryville and have no idea that this was a monument of our ancestors, and that we continue to go there and pray to our ancestors at least once a year that we're there. And we bring hundreds of people there to gather as well, to remember them. And I think that that's why it's important that folks that come to the Bay Area don't realize that we still exist.
And I think audio has this power to be incredibly visual, which is why it's appropriate for something where you can no longer necessarily see the visual remains of the Shell Mound or of the pigment plant or of the archaeological dig that took place there. But through the sounds and through the stories, you get a very visual idea of what is and what was on that site.
Well, just a totally different place than we can imagine today here with all of this concrete on top of it. Smells would have been different. Could smell the salt water and, you know, have a taste of deer meat or acorn in your mouth still, or